iPhone 14 becomes latest smartphone to be manufactured by Apple in India. AirPods Pro 2nd generation receive first firmware update with bug fixes improvements. Samsung sells over 12 lakh smartphones worth Rs 1000 crore on day 1 of online festive sales. Huawei Nova 10 SE with 108 megapixel camera, 6.67-inch OLED display launched. Elon Musk to activate Starlink after US guidance on expanding internet access to Iranians amid protests. Intel set to select Veneto as preferred site for multi-billion euro chip plant in Italy. Apple's newest phone, iPhone 14, will be made in India as the global tech titan bets big on the manufacturing prowess of the world's second biggest smartphone market after China. Cupertino, California-headquartered Apple started manufacturing iPhone handsets in India in 2017 with iPhone SE. Today, Apple manufactures some of its most advanced iPhone devices in the country, including iPhone SE, iPhone 12, iPhone 13, and now iPhone 14. Earlier this month, Apple unveiled its latest iPhone series, the iPhone 14 models, with an improved camera, powerful sensors, and satellite messaging feature to send SOS texts in emergencies. The new lineup has four models, iPhone 14, Plus, Pro, and Pro Max. Apple's latest AirPods Pro 2 TWS earphones, which were unveiled earlier this month and recently went on sale, are now receiving their first firmware update since launch. According to GSM Arena, the new firmware has version number 58377 and the release notes state that it comes with bug fixes and other improvements, but it is not known what bugs are squashed and what's improved with this update. Firmware updates on the AirPods are usually delivered when they are charging and in the Bluetooth range of its users, iPhone, iPad or Mac, and there's no standard way to install the updates manually, so you'll have to wait till the update arrives on your earphones. Electronics major Samsung India said it has sold over 12 lakh Galaxy smartphones worth more than Rs 1000 crore on the first day of online festive sales at Amazon and Flipkart. Samsung has slashed prices of Galaxy series smartphones in the range of 17 to 60% for the festive season sales. Samsung said in a statement, on day 1 of online festive sales, Samsung sold more than 1.2 million Galaxy devices, creating a new record in India. Samsung Galaxy smartphones were among the most sought-after devices, thanks to never-seen-before offers on Amazon and Flipkart. In value terms, Samsung sold Galaxy devices worth over Rs 1000 crore in 24 hours. Huawei Nova 10 SE has launched in South Africa alongside the vanilla Nova 10, Nova 10 Pro and Nova Y90, which has been available in the global markets for a few months. The Nova 10 SE sports a 6.67-inch flat OLED display, unlike the curved screens featured on the other two smartphones in the Nova 10 series. However, its main camera has been upgraded to a 108-megapixel sensor, higher than the 50-megapixel sensor found on its predecessor. The design of the rear camera module has also been altered on the newly launched Huawei Nova 10 SE. It is sold in a single 8GB plus 256GB storage configuration option. However, Huawei is yet to reveal the pricing and availability details for the handset. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said that he would activate the firm's satellite internet service Starlink in response to US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's tweet that the United States took action to advance internet freedom and the free flow of information to Iranians. The US Treasury Department on Friday issued guidance expanding internet services available to Iranians despite US sanctions on the country amid protests around Iran following the death of a 22-year-old woman in custody. A Treasury official briefing reporter said, "Our understanding of Starlink is that what they provide would be commercial grade and it would be hardware that's not covered in the general license, so that would be something they would need to write into Treasury for." Mario Draghi's outgoing government and Intel have picked the town of Figasio in the northeastern Veneto region as their preferred site for a new multi-billion euro chip factory in Italy, two people familiar with the matter said. Intel's investment in Italy is part of a wider plan announced by the US chipmaker last March to invest as much as euro 80 billion, that is roughly rupees 6,27,930 crore, over the next decade in building capacity across Europe. With an initial investment worth some euro 4.5 billion, that is roughly roughly ₹35,340 crore, expected to rise over time. Intel has said the Italian plant would create 1,500 jobs plus an additional 3,500 jobs across suppliers and partners, with operations to start between 2025 and 2027.